right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. I'm pretty sure that was a 23 seconds
was it?
Song. I think we sang for too long.
Good for two. They're excited to hear us sing. Who are you kidding? Oh my God, it's been 17 years.
It's been a long time.
And if I'm not mistaken, you've rearranged. I now have a different view of your background.
I did. I rearranged. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I like it so much better.
That's what it's about.
I like it so much better. It's very... The feng shui feels better.
More open.
It's more open. The thing is, I had my desk in a way that I could have a camera and stuff in front of me.
Yeah.
For Netflix recording stuff. And now I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to take it out every time.
Yeah.
And like pull it back. But like do that. Because it's not worth...
Losing real estate.
Losing the vibe. So now like my door to enter is around this mirror here.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so then we have the closet with the wall, and then the bed is over here instead.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
And then we got the little TV in the corner, and it's guys, obviously you're listening, so you can't see, but if you're watching, which you could also be watching this,
you know,
on
that
Patreon, then you know you'd see it.
You could see the room tour, which isn't... When did you do this? When was this? Was this a...
It was on New Year's Day.
New year, new room, new layout. I love that.
I said, I need to like do something.
I need to do something different. It needs to feel different in here. I love that.
I also am planning on like painting the kitchen and stuff.
Ugh, I love that. I have to finish my kitchen. It's unfinished and it's bugging me.
What do you have left to do? I know you have a fun wallpaper in there.
Yeah. Well, I have wallpaper on the other side. That's supposed to be fun, but I have to put it up. And then I have to get my art up in there. None of it's up. And I just got huge news. I kind of got a message today that was like, there's like a interview apartment series where someone wants to come and talk to me and look at my apartment. And I was like, incredible. How much time do I have?
What is this for?
I think it's just like a comedian that's doing it for Instagram or something.
Oh.
But I said...
They haven't reached out to me.
Well, so...
And don't, because it's my holy space and you're not welcome.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true what I just said.
It's your whole... I mean, it's more just now I'm like, God, first of all, I'll have to clean like none other. My apartment has been a filth hole. And that's fine, kind of, because, you know, you get back from a trip and a lot of people will tell you clean before you go on a trip, because then you come back to a clean apartment, which is an incredible idea. But the problem is,
I will say the one time that I did that, I came back and I was like, wow, this is nice.
I should live here.
But it was only the one time.
Yeah.
I
mean, if I can do it, that means I have to have all my T's crossed and my I's dotted, because I'm always packing 2 minutes before I'm leaving. So that I don't know when I'm cleaning. I have to get my life together in that way. So what I like to do recently is come back to a filthy apartment.
Mm.
That's sort of the vibe I go for. And then I come back and I go, why is it this dirty? I'll have to clean it. Or I'll have to just unpack my suitcase slowly and just live in squalor.
And you're choosing.
I am choosing. Thank you for
choosing
knowing.
That.
I am choosing squalor.
I did so much laundry the other day. It was like, when I tell you that every article of clothing that I actually wear was dirty, it was like... Four basket fulls, like four, because here's the thing. I also have big clothes,
right?
Because people are always like when I went away for a month and I was with my friend also away for a month, I had two suitcases right at the limit.
Right, right.
She had one at the limit. But she had so many more outfits. But listen, she wears a size small in women's.
Ugh.
And I wear a L in men's.
Right, right, right.
Okay? And so the clothes are just bigger.
The fabric alone.
The fabric, it weighs more, everything. Like, you know, it's more laundry, whatever. And so it's a lot of laundry. So four baskets, absolutely just towering.
Toppling.
And I just kept putting it off because I was like,
I don't have the time.
I can't bring that much laundry to be done. I have to go do it at like the laundromat in the basement. So it's a whole thing, but I did end up doing a lot of it and it felt, you know,
incredible.
Accomplished, I guess.
How could you not?
But so I did that. And then by moving the furniture, I forced it, forced a deep clean at the same time. So.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're on different sides of the coin right now. You're in a very clean, new, remodeled kind of lifestyle. And I'm sort of...
Living in squalor,
nomadic kind of like vibe.
I feel like that's what our hats are giving also today.
That's true. Yeah, it's very
Well, you're giving like wealthy girl that's a nomad.
That's exactly... Yeah, then that's right. And you're giving like... Someone who puts their education first and their cleanliness second.
You know what? I need that hat that you're wearing, though. I think because I want like a full leopard.
Yeah.
Look topped with that leopard hat.
Yes.
Come on, honey.
I famously actually do have a full leopard look, which is like I have shoes, pants, a sweater, and now this hat. So actually,
I
there
had
you go.
Fabulous. Boots that were leopard that were
there
like
you go.
Like 6-inch heeled boots and I was six? Wearing them yeah but they're like platforms so it's not like okay. They're like wedge you yeah. know and I used like for a drag show once and I jumped too hard and the heels broke.
Oh my God,
what are you gonna do
both broke.
Well, the one. I don't know what happened to them.
Sure. Well, that's, I mean, sounds like a stunning performance, if you ask me. You know?
I miss those shoes. I'll say that.
I miss those shoes. Shoes? I miss shoes. And I really mean that because I miss wearing shoes. I have shoes. I never wear them.
Well, when would you? You're not, you don't work for Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada, which is the only job you wear high heels to work.
I know. I've got to.
I don't know when else.
I don't know when else. I have no idea. I've decided I'm day two on the no sugar.
Are you? I was starting to do it as well for the new year. And then yesterday I was like, you know, I'm just going to try to make really healthy choices. I can't. So, which I didn't. I mean, I'm, you know, it's so hard.
It's so freaking hard. And like, it's so hard to start, I think. But
it is. It's the hardest to start. And it's hard when you're like, I just want a snack. And then you eat like a whole giant jug of cashews. But then it's like, that can't be good for me either.
I know. Well, before the holidays, I said, I guess I'm going to eat my feelings. Like, I ate so much and like off the rails.
The month of December.
Goodbye.
Off the rails.
Off the rails.
Here are the rails. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the rails, you wouldn't even be able to see where I was.
What was the best / worst snack or meal that you had? I'm trying to think of mine.
The best?
Like, by best, I mean most off the rails.
Oh.
Like, what's the most off the rails?
Well, probably. So, like, we still have, like, stockings from when you're, like, my mom. My grandma made stockings, and now my mom made a stocking for my nephew, for my nephew, whatever. And so, like, in the stocking on Christmas will usually be, like, a book, and then, like, a bunch of, like, chocolates and... like a thing of nuts or whatever. And so I had the stocking in my room, and on the night after Christmas, I don't know that there was much left in that stocking. And so I really had gone to town on some Reese's Christmas trees, big bag of peanuts.
Yes.
You know, a Shaquille O'Neal handful size of Hershey Kisses.
Yes.
I wonder how big of a handful Shaquille O'Neal takes of like chips and stuff.
Really big, I bet.
Like, do you think if he's like, can I have one? Can I have a handful? It's like, no.
Not, let's get you like a scooper.
You can have one of my handfuls.
Exactly.
What was your
biggest? Best? Well, I'll tell you what. Because first of all, on Christmas, Sarah and I more like we're like, let's do gingerbread houses. And I said, this is what we need. I mean, I don't even know if I didn't think about, I just said, I'm going to buy $60 worth of candy, icing, marshmallow fluff, graham crackers, pretzels, so that inevitably we can dip the pretzels in the icing. Everybody knows that. And I just to eat my weight in literal sugar. But then on New Year's Eve, I went to a party.
And now, did you make gingerbread houses?
Well, what's funny is because we were using graham crackers.
That's
so,
not the gingerbread house.
Exactly. And also, you know, we tried to lay a foundation and then it fell.
See, I've always wanted, I made gingerbread houses with my nephew, like the kit, which came with the shittiest candy, like next to nothing. I've always wanted to have to, if someone's like, you have to win this gingerbread house contest. Because as an adult, it's like, I can't really justify all of this stuff, but I really want to make like a gingerbread mansion.
Okay. Actually, we're going to do that.
Like, I've always wanted to make a sickening gingerbread house.
What? Okay. When are we doing it?
We should make an art installation gingerbread house.
Literally.
That
first
you
of
can
all,
go inside.
There's a gingerbread. Okay. Because what I realized is, first of all, I don't, for me, I'm like, I don't care about the base. I wish the house was already built and I could just decorate. The base part is too difficult for me and I don't like it. Unless I saw someone else who bought like pre-made gingerbread like pieces.
Yeah, that is how you have to do it.
And I'm into that. And I'm betting there's a big sale on gingerbread right now, my friend. And I'm talking big.
Well, I don't know where you find that. I feel like on there, like,
I'm looking into it. I'm looking into it for us. But on New Year's Eve, I was unhinged, and I was unhinged at a party, which is different. Because when I'm unhinged alone in my apartment or with my best friend, you know, eating my weight in candy, that's me being comfortable. But when I'm at a New Year's Eve party with, I don't know, 40 strangers, and I'm housing down shrimp, and I'm just like eating every charcuterie board.
Here's the thing about shrimp.
Ugh.
It's zero calories to me.
To me, it is.
The calories on a shrimp are only what's flavoring it.
Yeah,
so
nothing.
If you, you know, it's basically like celery.
It's literally a vegetable. It's air. It doesn't count.
It doesn't, yeah. Like.
And let me ask you something. When's the last time you had marzipan?
I can't even remember ever having marzipan, if I'm being honest.
Wow. Okay, this is the thing. Famously,
wait, I think I had marzipan. I know what it is because of like baking shows. Okay, it's like exactly what I thought it was. Are you a fan of that?
Okay, first of all, it was the OG cake that looks like something else. Okay, marzipan has always been impersonating other things and people, and you gotta love that in dessert. A, B, it's famously a very wealthy dessert. People who have it have money.
Yeah, I've definitely never had marzipan.
Okay, so I'm at this party and, you know, the whole time I'm eating and there's like a tray of what looks like to me rocks. And I'm like, it's interesting they decided to decorate that one plate with rocks. It looks cool, I guess. And then someone's like, that's marzipan. So there are these marzipan that are shaped like rocks, clams, chicken, fish.
Wow.
And I said, oh my God, out of respect for the artist, I'm going to have one to try it.
Did somebody at the party make it?
Somebody bought it and brought it.
Mm.
And from a true artist. So I had one and I said,
somebody was gifted it on Christmas and decided that they weren't going to eat it all. So let's bring it to a New Year's party, which is smart.
Honestly, it's brilliant and it worked. And I had one piece and I said, I want all the marzipan. I want every single piece. I
love
an almond.
It was good?
It's so good. It's so, you know what it is?
It doesn't look good to me at all.
Okay. I think that for me, I like a thick dessert. I like a dense dessert. I like a dessert that'll knock you on your ass.
You like when people are like, oh, it's a little rich for me. You're like, pass it over here.
Yeah, I'm like, pass it over. Or they're like, anyone who's like, oh, it's a light mousse. I'm like, give me a thick mousse. Give me something I have to.
I'm like, I want my mousse to be like a cloud.
No.
I'm not a heavy dessert guy.
Wow.
At all. But anyway, so you're housing the marzipan.
I'm housing the marzipan. And remember, there's only like 7 pieces for 40 people. And here's the thing. So when I got to the party too, Sarah and I were saying, we're like, what's great is when you have the attitude of like, I don't care what people think of me. You know, I don't care how I come across. So as I was housing food, I said, I don't care what people think of me. I don't care how I'm coming across. And then with the marzipan, I was like, God, I wish I could have more, but there's only 7 pieces. And then we saw a girl take 2 and we went, oh my God. But I'm like,
did you say, excuse me, did you bring that? Because that's the only excuse for taking 2 pieces of something where there's only 7.
No, I practically cheers her and said, good for you, bitch. I'm taking 2 as well.
Oh, so you took another one.
Yeah.
Or
and then she
more.
Actually didn't like it. And so then we ate her 2. I think I had like 5 pieces of marzipan.
How big are the pieces?
One of them, like the turt, like big.
Okay.
Okay. Like pretty big. And again, marzipan is a thick little bitch.
What's the texture?
It's kind of like, what's the texture? That's a great question. It's like a thick nugget. What's a nugget?
Nougat? It's,
wait, it's like a thick.
What it looks like texture? To me is yeah. like raw sugar dough. Like, you know, when you get sugar yeah. cookies and it's like the little like cut out sugar cookies.
Yeah.
Like, remember it's, the ones that you bake and they have like, pumpkin on them or
yes,
whatever
yes.
and you get them, but that's what the it looks like.
It's actually kind of like, you know, when you haven't baked in like 2 years and someone's like, where's the brown sugar? And then you take it out and you have to smash it to break it apart because uh-huh. it's kind of like a bar. That's marzipan.
Gross.
Thick. A thick little bitch.
So is it chewy or crumbled?
Chewy. It's chewy. You just like bite it and it's like, it's really good. I recommend everybody treat themselves to marzipan. And the best part about marzipan, and maybe I'll start making it. I don't know who I am. And
you've said marzipan more times today than I've ever heard in my lifetime.
I'm being sponsored by marzipan. But first of all, it's
wait,
very
fun. That's your drag name, Margipan.
But it's very funny that. Listen, when you, I'm like, marzipan was the first like incognito, you know, what do you call it when you're a chameleon of different desserts, different things. It looks like different things. It's so funny. It's a funny dessert. It's funny.
Well, it's because it's utilitarian as well in that it's so structured. You can really do a lot with it, which is the same for gingerbread. That's why wow. gingerbread houses are made of gingerbread, because it's the only cookie
tough.
Or one of the only cookies that will support and stay up, which is
that
why
kind of base.
Graham crackers aren't going to work.
No, they're going to fall apart and make you look like a buffoon. But I am going to buy us a graham cracker or a gingerbread kit, because you know what I think is weird? And everybody can take this as much as they want or just let it go. But, you know, a lot of people, and I'm a Christmas celebrator now, famously, but a lot of people, you know, you don't do the gingerbread house before Christmas and they say, oh, next year. And you go, what? Why? Why can't we do it after? Why can't we have fun 24/7 all year round? Why can't there be magic in the air all the time?
Well, I think the idea behind it is like, that's what? Why the Christmas season is special, because there's all these little things that are special. And if you're doing it all year round, it's not special anymore.
Yeah, but it gets a little stressful when you have 27 things to do on your list. And it's like, how are we going to do it all? And then someone's disappointed because we didn't get to make the gingerbread house.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
you can look at it both ways, really.
Like, I remember growing up going to this one woman's house who's the girl, I was friends with the daughter, we were on the same soccer team, and her mom was like what I would call like Christmas Village Central. Okay. Mm-hmm. You come over to this woman's house, and if you see a little figurine, that bad boy is skating. Okay. And it's skating figure eights on a track, and there are tracks next to tracks and ice skating rinks and little towns, little trees, everything's miniature. The fireplace. I loved it. I thought it was stunning. And it's very sad to me when people kind of afterwards just pack it up and put away the magic. I don't understand that.
Well, that's my mom famously has a lot of those Christmas villages, but she only puts up like a handful.
Why? What's she saving?
Well, she's a classy woman.
Yeah.
And so she's like, it looks tacky with too many. So she'll have like, you know, some on the desk in the living room,
right,
and then some on the mantle. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
And she talks about this person that they know. I don't know who they are, but that they have a whole room that's just the Christmas village, and they leave it up all year round. And as much as I hate to admit that I'm like, if I had the space.
That's fun. Yeah.
I would love to have a little Christmas village room.
Me too.
I want to start collecting the Christmas village houses, but my roommate told me that it was too soon in my life.
Oh my God. That's incorrect. It's never too soon. Honestly, 2023 is go big or go home. It's tacky or bust, okay? And when someone goes, what if it's tacky or too much is whatever, to who? Okay, I'll have 15 marzipan statues of myself if I want to.
Tacky or bust is the good, it's like sounds like a Netflix show.
Thank you. Ooh.
Like, is it cake? Yeah. Tacky or bust?
Listen.
Tacky or bust?
I like it. I just think like, I don't know. I don't understand when people dial it. Don't dial anything back in 2023. I'm dialing full volume, full blast. I'm getting arrested, okay, for sound violation. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Coco Chanel always said, take one thing off before you leave the house.
Not
Jesse Jollis said,
put two things on.
Put two things on.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense.
I saw this girl on TikTok who like does insane makeup every day and dresses.
Does she have short hair?
Yes,
absolutely.
I think. Like, wait, does she like put the eyelashes?
Yes,
like,
yes. I love her.
She's bonkers.
Yeah.
But she, I watched one that was like, this is my outfit to go pick up my sister at the airport.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, this woman could not have put on more things.
Yeah.
It was wild to me. Statement jumpsuit, followed by a skirt, followed by a vest, followed by a jacket, followed by, she's like, and it's a little warm out today, so I'm going to wear this sweater instead of a coat. And then like a foot high platform. I'm like, that is such a pain in the ass to pick someone up in the airport with.
Yeah, I mean, her sister will spot her quick. I'll say that. But I mean, that girl, I like to watch her, but sometimes I go, this is skinny privilege, because first of all, the amount of layering that's happening, I go, she's probably chilly all the time. That's the only thing I can
assume. Can we talk about skinny privilege when it comes to fashion? Because
I know.
Listen,
I know.
This is, you don't hear that term enough, I feel
like. You really don't.
And when I see a skinny person walking down the street dressed poorly,
it's upsetting.
What are you absolutely doing? You have every option in the world.
First of all, run to Zara during a sale because they only have smalls. Girl,
also,
run.
Listen, I understand like things cost money. No, honey. You are skinny. You can make a bed sheet into fashion easily.
Easily.
Where I'm like, I have a lot more to cover.
Yeah.
Obviously. And being a man isn't helpful, obviously. Like, there's so many things where I'm just like, I can't.
I know. I mean, especially like if you, you know, shopping vintage is pretty impossible for if you're not very, very slender.
No.
And famously, I've been watching a lot of old movies, which is funny because when you look at Marilyn Monroe or anyone back then, you're like, they were so skinny. And the fact that anyone ever labels her plus is insane. And when they say she was a 12, a vintage 12 is like a 6 or a 4.
I also know that you've been watching a lot of old movies because, guys, Jesse for, and this is the funny thing about it, Jesse rents movies on my I'm logged, my Amazon account is logged into Jesse's.
Yeah.
TV. And so whenever she rents a movie, she Venmos me.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think, or the day before, I get a Venmo from Jesse's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because they rented an old movie. And then it dawned on me, I'm like, wait, you know that, like, it's not like Netflix where, like, it's not like a discounted rate on my account. Like, you would rent and pay the same on your own account, and then you would have it.
Yeah.
Instead of me having it.
I want you to have it.
I just thought, I was like, do they think that, like, they're paying, but I, like, they're getting it for cheaper on my account?
No, it's more just like, because I would watch some of the things you've already bought, famously. That's why I logged on. And then when I rent, I'm just like, well, I can't remember passwords for the life of me. So there's no unlogging out, you know, like this is me for life. Or, but I always,
for life.
I said to myself, if I'm going to be on Chris's, what I'll never do is rent something and not pay him. So once we rent, I go, I got to Venmo him immediately or I'll forget. And
to be honest, I wouldn't notice if you did if you didn't.
But that's the honesty system, you know? So I try to do it quickly, but I always say Chris is going to bring it up. He's going to say something.
I famously, if there's a streaming service, and I think a lot of people should take this on as their New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Get the fucking streaming service. Because here's my thing. When people are like, oh my God, no, Peacock $6.99 for commercial, no commercials. No, it's not worth it. And I'm like, the latte in your hand costs that much that you get every day. My rule of thumb, if I would pay it for one cocktail, I'll pay it for a monthly subscription fee.
That makes sense and it's smart. And I don't know what part of me said, posh, posh, it shan't be for me. I don't know when that
There's
started.
There's a personality trait that just refuses.
I've
met many a person. I was talking to the creator of Selling Sunset. He created Laguna Beach, The Hills. And he told me he didn't have Peacock because he didn't want to pay for a streaming service.
Yeah. It's a state of mind. I don't know what to say.
It's not like, pretty. Yes, I have it's it. Not you pretty. Lifetime Movies Now, I got it. Yeah. AMC, I got it.
Ooh. You name it, you got it. And it's tax deductible, really. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. And yet I still don't do it. It's something for me to investigate and see, hey, is that something I want to change in myself or double down? Really double
See,
down.
That's what I'm saying, where I don't know that it needs to be investigated.
I don't know if it needs to be.
I
it
think
could
you
be
can
something.
Just do it or not do it.
It makes, I as you say it, I get it. And yeah.
But anyway.
Because you see a lot of exes stay connected that way. They go, we still share Netflix and Hulu.
If I dated someone who had my information, the password would change the second they didn't like text me back.
Yeah.
You're not seeing, and it's more, I'm like, I don't want you seeing what I'm watching.
Exactly. How to Get Away with Murder. I don't need you to know.
It is. I have like too many gay friends with my password to watch like when New Drag Race is out, because then I'll turn it on and it's like the end, because they've already, and I'm like, no, because
they've already watched it.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Which, speaking of, New Drag Race starts on Friday, and you have to watch.
I have to watch.
There's someone, so there's like, I've been following who's in it, because honestly, like, I've fallen off the Drag Race train just because there's so much going on in TV. But there's one of the girls, when I was doing drag shows, like, every month, she was, like, on our show.
Oh,
and
wow.
I remember, like, we had, like, booked her, and she was amazing. Like,
yeah,
whatever. But there's one girl on this season that, like, every Drag Race queen, when they're like, who's your favorite drag queen? They say this girl who's never been on Drag Race. And I'm excited to see her, because it's like, I watched some of her performances on YouTube, and it's, like, next level. It's unbelievable, the things that this bitch can do.
Oh my God, I can't fucking wait.
But anyway.
That's what I need right now, is a new Drag Race. Like, That's exactly what I need. Honestly, to get my ass into sewing, because I said I would and I haven't. And Drag Race is what truly inspired me.
It's hard to sew.
That's the problem.
If it wasn't for threading the needle, that's the hardest part.
Well, I'm
like the threading of the machine.
Oh.
Because it's a pain in the ass, and then it like gets immediately, it's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. It could be something I do. It could be something I say I'm going to do for months and never do. And that's my choice.
That is your choice.
Thank you for respecting that. Anything fun and exciting happening for you, going on, looking forward to?
No. Looking okay. forward to, I mean, no, to be honest, I don't have anything that I'm looking forward to right now, but I'm not stressed about it because things are going to come.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I took Otis to the vet today.
Oh, wow.
Because I took him to doggy daycare on Monday for the first time and he loved it. I could like he loved it. They whatever. But then they texted me yesterday being like, if he's not neutered, he has to stop coming as of Friday, which is his 8th month birthday. But so I was planning on getting him neutered anyway, because this dog is like,
you have to with little boys.
Hump City, honey. Like, yeah, it's listen.
I can't imagine.
He's like matured, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Matured to the point that I've had to clean it out of his fur.
Wow.
And when I know, I was like, what is, what?
My no, sweet innocent
can't
baby.
Possibly be what?
No.
I'm like, what did you get on you?
Oh.
And then I realized what it was.
Okay.
He also, the other day, was like sleeping on the floor. I was like, what's that sound? And he's just humping the ground in his sleep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's out of control.
Wow.
So anyway, I took him to the vet. I really do like his vet, who is literally younger than us, I think.
Oh my God.
I know. It makes me want to die. As I'm like, thank you, doctor.
Yeah.
I'm like, what did I do with my life? This girl's fucking. And so he also has to take these two pills, which the one he'll like, it's like for whatever, flea tick. There's one that he like hates the fucking taste of, and I cannot trick him into it.
Peanut butter?
I got so frustrated today because no matter what, he'll just spit out I'll cut it into the tiniest little piece and he'll spit out the piece. Like, no matter what I mix it in. I got like these special like pill pocket things that are made for that. Put it in there. He chomps down. I'm like, okay, you finally got it. And then he's like,
okay, he's a smartie. That's like Winnie. Honestly, I know, and she knows, that if we ever get a diagnosis where they say, Jessie, she needs to take this pill every day, or Jessie, you need to do anything, I'll go, put her down now. I don't know what to say, because Winnie will not do it. She will not do it. She'll figure out what I'm doing, and then she'll tell me, no, I refuse, and then I'll be like, I don't know what to do.
Oh, he's a genius. We were at my parents, I blocked him. So like when I leave the apartment, he has free reign now and he's good. And he's fine at my parents, but like we weren't sure. So we blocked him from just like the like in the kitchen, basically.
Yeah.
And put like baby gates and whatever. I get home at my parents. He's barking. The baby gates are still up, but he is on the other side of them.
Wow. He jumped it.
So he jumped. I don't know what he did.
He opened and closed it. No one knows.
No one knows. So I don't know.
That's the secret life of a pet, you know, that we'll never fully know unless we do have cameras and stuff, which I do, but
I don't. It stresses me out.
Yeah. I mean, every time I look when I was traveling, when he was never near it, and I was like, is she even still at the apartment or did she pack up and leave? I can't say.
Yeah. How did she do when you were gone for so long?
Thank you for asking. She did great. But then when I came back, she decided that she actually was very angry at me. And so she decided to, for like a week straight, a literal week straight, pee on my couch and then pee on my bed. And when I tell you I lost my mind, that's a promise.
Yeah. What do you do? Do you yell?
Well, no, because they say that, like, if you don't catch them in the act, like, I don't even fucking know. So did I yell? No. Do I take it like a champ, a loser? I don't know. I guess like the way I react is.
But I'm like, it's so hard sometimes to not.
I know.
Lose your mind.
I know. Or not like the bed I get. I normally then will like lock her out of my room and I like won't let her, which makes me sad. And then she'll pee on the couch. So it's a catch 22. And it's killing me. I'm looking into a $300 couch.
Is she still doing it?
No, it's stopped now. Thank God. Knock on everything. But that's how I get welcome back. And am I scared? Cause I'm going on a trip this weekend and I'm like, is she gonna fucking punish me when I get back? I pray not.
What a bitch.
She's a bitch. She really is a bitch. She's a bitch, and she's like, the vengeance that she has is so extreme. And so
as I pull this out of Otis's mouth standing right next to
me, like, oh, what is that?
And I don't even know where this dog. Oh, I got him
the grooming. I saw that picture because he really looked so different when I saw him ungroomed.
When they brought him out, I was like, he just pushed my mic away. Everyone.
He was like, you may not speak.
When they brought him out, I was like, who is this?
Who is that? Like,
I also, because the groomer is so expensive that I took him to, and they were like, how short do you want it? I was like, I don't want him to be like shaved.
Right.
So like maybe like leave like an inch and a half. And they were like, okay, great. And then they text me like an hour after being like, just to verify, how long did you say you wanted? Like an inch and a half. And she's like, okay, great. I get there an hour later and he's just completely shaved.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And she was like, he looks like a new dog. And I was like, sure does.
So they cut it way too short. I do think he looks stunning like that, however.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be into it, and I won't have to get him groomed again for a couple months, so.
That's nice.
What are you going to do?
Because he was really, like, winter shag before this.
Oh, he was, like, yeah, windblown.
Yeah, it was, like, a burly look, if you will.
But, yeah, he's a sweet boy, so.
Oh, he's a very sweet boy.
But he's getting his balls chopped off on Monday, next Monday.
I'm excited for him. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know.
I know, but he said like this morning, he woke me up at like 5:30 in the morning because he was licking his balls so loudly.
Ew.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
God.
God, yeah, that's, have some respect.
Stop. I'm trying to sleep, you sicko.
Like in bed next to me. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. Winnie will do that when I get back from a trip. In the middle of the night, she'll just like stand on me and look at me. And I'll be like, girl, I'm here, but it's 4 a.m.
Can we go to bed? He's doing it right now. The dog is doing it right now in front of me on the desk.
Disrespectful.
Anyway, do you have anything exciting coming up?
I'm going home this weekend. So that'll be the last trip for a while, which is exciting because I am exhausted from leaving at this point.
You gotta be.
And I'm going home. I'm meeting one of my best friends had a second child. So I'm going to meet said child. That'll be nice. And yeah, you know, a little mom and dad time will be nice.
I feel like this is the like January, February are like the
they are
kind of months.
They're the months that you're like, hold on, because once we're in, you know, March, things start looking better. It's just cold and there's no holidays, so it's like, what is there?
Yeah.
But, you know, I like to look at it as it's hibernation time. It's cold. You get to stay in more. That's me every day. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. It's the weather today also is like, ugh. I'm like, can we pick a lane?
It cannot pick a lane. The
it's
weather
like 60
is,
degrees and like humid.
The weather is losing it.
It's almost like climate change is a problem.
I mean, that's such a bold statement to what's happening before our eyes, but absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm like, if nothing else, can we get it together for the sake of like planning our outfits?
I know.
Because how are we supposed to plan an outfit?
It's too difficult. And like yesterday, I made the glamorous choice to not look out the window or even pay attention to what the weather was. And then it was raining and I got fully soaked.
Oh, you like went out without an umbrella?
Yeah.
Mm.
And to me, because I'm on the third floor and no elevator, once I go down the stairs, I go, well, I can't go back up. I'll never leave again.
I'm on the eighth floor, but with an elevator. And I get to the, by the time I get outside, I'm like, well,
it's too late.
If I go back in, that's the day.
That's the whole day. That's the outing. I'm not leaving twice, you know?
No.
I'm only capable of so much.
I can't, no. That's an insane statement. I'm not going back.
I'm never going back. Everybody knows that.
Are you okay? This dog is like...
He's excited, maybe?
Well, I don't want him... Now that he can find anything. There'll be one thing on the ground somewhere. He'll go through a sea of his toys and then find the one thing. Parenthood, people. I'm telling
you. It's not easy. It's not easy.
Listen, never now I know been. what all you moms are saying.
Oh, my God. Me too.
We're kidding.
We're kidding. And we actually have an exciting announcement about this month. We forgot. So famously over on the Patreon, December, we took off. We took off. We didn't mean to take off. We just sort of ended up doing it. But because of it, we're making January.
Well, we did mean to take it off. We told them.
Yeah.
You mean on the Patreon. This isn't the Patreon. That's why we meant to take it off of the regular show. We didn't mean to take it off of the Patreon.
Exactly. Yeah. That was a post decision. But honestly, we should have done it all along. But
that was an in-the-moment decision.
We were traveling. We're both traveling the holidays. So anyhow, then we said, what are we going to do? And then we said, well, what if we make January a double bonus, super fun month so that everyone who missed December goes, wow, am I getting my money and more January? And for people who have been on the fence, what a month to join, because it's going to be a real slap in the face of content.
Hard.
It's going to be marzipan content.
Yeah. So guys, get over there. There's going to be a...
Yeah, what is it?
There's going to be... Let me see. There's going to be video episodes. Yes. There's going to be the Hallmark, of course. Yes. There's going to be a makeup tutorial. There's going to be a live stream show. There's going to be us watching Matilda. There's a bunch happening.
And I sure, you heard live stream correct. So we're going to be doing a live show this month, which we're figuring out, but it'll be free to the Patreons. And then possibly if you're not a Patreon, you can come. I'm not sure. But at that point, you might as well just be one. But also, you do you. I won't pay for Netflix. I don't know why. And maybe this year we all change that. I can't say.
Yeah. We'll
see. Treat yourself, you know?
So guys, hop over there. Patreon.com/middlechildren.
That's right. It's
so good to be back, and we are back, so we'll get through these depressing months together. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.